Good morning. Welcome to our service of Celtic morning prayer this morning. It's Tuesday, May the 19th, St. Dunstan of Canterbury Day, perhaps the greatest Archbishop of Canterbury, England, in the century before the Norman Conquest. My name is Pastor Kit Greaves. I'm incumbent of Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is my son, Justin Greaves.
Good morning.
I invite you to take a deep breath and enjoy our time of prayer together. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of fire, earth and God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world. Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ, crucified and risen.
O Holy Spirit,
ruler of creation, visible and invisible. Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you.
A reading from Sirach, chapter 44, verses 1 to 7. So let us now give praise to godly men, our ancestors of generations past, men whom the Lord honored with great glory, in whom his greatness has been seen from the beginning of time. There were some ruled kingdoms, and some who were known for their strength. Some were wise advisors, and some spoke prophecies. There were statesmen whose policies governed the people, rulers who issued decrees, scholars who spoke wise words, and those who used pointed proverbs, poets and composers of music, rich and powerful men living peacefully at home. All of these were famous in their own times, honored by the people of their day.
Psalm 27, verses 5 to 12. In times of trouble, he will shelter me. He will keep me safe in his temple and make me secure on a high rock. So I will triumph over my enemies around me. With shouts of joy, I will offer sacrifices in his temple. I will sing, I will praise the Lord. Hear me, Lord, when I call to you. Be merciful and answer me. When you said, come worship me, I answered, I will come, Lord. Don't hide yourself from me. Don't be angry with me. Don't turn your servant away. You have been my help. Don't leave me. Don't abandon me, O God, my Savior. My father and mother may abandon me, but the Lord will take care of me. Teach me, Lord, what you want me to do. And lead me along a safe path, because I have many enemies. Don't abandon me to my enemies, who attack me with lies and threats.
A reading from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 29. So then, anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain poured down, the rivers flooded over, and the wind blew hard against that house, but it did not fall because it was built on rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain poured down, the rivers flooded over, The wind blew hard against that house, and it fell. And what a terrible fall that was. When Jesus finished saying these things, the crowd was amazed at the way he taught. He wasn't like the teachers of the law. Instead, he taught with authority. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Today we honor the memory of Dunstan, who was the greatest Archbishop of Canterbury in the century before the Norman Conquest. A couple of paragraphs from For All the Saints, Prayers and Readings for Saints Day, compiled by the Reverend Stephen Reynolds. Born into a powerful family, he entered the royal service as a youth and seemed to be on his way to a career of secular power when he quite suddenly took the vows of a monk and was ordained priest. He became a hermit in Glastonbury and devoted himself to prayer as well as to crafts which beautified the liturgical life of the church. He eventually became abbot of Glastonbury and over the next 20 years reformed its whole life, reviving a spirit of discipline among its monks and expanding its buildings. Dunstan served as Bishop of Worcester, then as Bishop of London, before he was appointed Archbishop of Canterbury in the year 960. In this office, he extended his reform of monastic life over all of England, enriching the monastic liturgy and giving special prominence to the role of crafts in the life of each monastery. He also set about reforming the administration of the English Church at large to ensure a better standard of discipline among the parish clergy. Towards the end of his life, he acquired a reputation for visions and miraculous powers. He died on this day, May 19th, 2 days after Ascension Day in the year 988. An expression of faith from Celtic Morning Prayer.
Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lighted this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe.
Intercessions and thanksgivings. In the week of the sixth Sunday of Easter in year A, let us now demonstrate the hope that fills our hearts by turning to God in prayer, saying, Lord, hear our prayer. Empower with your Spirit, O Lord, all ministers of the gospel, that they may preach the word boldly and without apology.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Empower with your Spirit, O Lord, all leaders of nations, that they may be unrelenting in their quest for peace.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Empower with your Spirit, O Lord, all the suffering peoples of this world, thinking particularly of those from our Christchurch family, those suffering with COVID-19, cancer, or any number of ailments, both physical and mental, and we pray for each one that God's Spirit would be with them, His presence made known, and God's healing power be exhibited according to God's gracious will. Especially those who suffer for doing right.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Empower with your Spirit, O Lord, those among us who experience desolation, those who are depressed because of social isolation or stressed because of financial or work or lack of work or uncertainty, especially those for whom God seems most remote.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Empower with your Spirit, O Lord, all the sick and dying. You may wish to add the names of those who are on your heart at this time, silently or aloud. For Lonnie, Lois Adam, Mary Aldridge, Brenda Calhoun, Brenda Doherty, Carol Brown, Des and Susan Webster, Dolly Lawrence, Elizabeth Brown, Ivan Locke, John and Joan Steer, June Bro Wanamaker. For students, teachers, and parents, that they may find life.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Empower with your Spirit, O Lord, the newly baptized, those seeking baptism or marriage whose plans may have to be delayed, that they may never cease to praise you for the hope that fills their hearts.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Pray for our bishops, clergy, those making plans for the summer and the fall, that God would guide us regarding timing for opening the building or digital online services, things that we would encourage us to be formed as disciples of Christ and disciple makers sharing the good news of Christ's resurrection. Gracious God, it is in the power of your abundant and life-giving Spirit that we call upon you in prayer. Deepen our hope in your presence and your promise. Hear us in your tender love now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Collect for St. Dunstan of Canterbury Day today. O God, you raised up your servant Dunstan to renew the church of the English people in the manifold beauty of holiness. Teach us to follow his example, that we, finding our order and beauty in you, may enrich the life of your people in their loving worship of you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall softly upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.